Exclusive: New Hampshire Republican Matt Moers blasts AP's coordinated attack on him from career politicians. By Jacob Bliss on April 6, 2022. New Hampshire's first congressional district Republican candidate Matt Moers, in an exclusive statement to Breitbart News, blasted the coordinated attack against him from career politicians like Hillary Clinton and Never Trumpers who are desperate to retain relevancy following lousy poll numbers for the incumbent he is looking to unseat. The coordinated attack Moers hammered was from the Associated Press, which claimed that he was potentially violating federal voting law by voting twice during the 2016 primary election season while he was working on the campaign of former President Donald Trump to prevent Hillary Clinton from re-entering the White House. Panicked by Chris Papa's free-falling poll numbers, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are attacking me because they know I will go to Washington and shake up the status quo. There is no further proof needed than the coordinated attack from career politicians like Hillary Clinton and Never Trumpers who are desperate to retain relevancy, Moers told Breitbart News. Moers referred to a recent poll by St. Anselm College Survey Center that showed 46% would vote for a Republican candidate, over the 42% who said they would vote for a generic Democrat, giving a GOP candidate a 4-point lead. The poll also revealed that 46% of the voters in the first congressional district said it is time to give someone else a chance to represent them, while only 38% believe Pappas deserves re-election. Moers' campaign told Breitbart that Moers has never voted in violation of a state's election laws, noting that he was exercising his right to vote in New Hampshire following his time spent electing Republicans as executive director of the New Hampshire Republican Party in the 2016 primary. After Chris Christie dropped out of the 2016 presidential campaign, the campaign explained that Moers moved to New Jersey, where he worked and supported Trump's campaign, working full-time at Trump Tower in Manhattan as National Field Coordinator and Director of Battleground States. Moers further explained that he was proud to work for President Trump as the GOP establishment was working to undermine his nomination and accepted a job with his campaign in 2016, registered to vote, and casted my vote in accordance with the law, and served as an elected Trump delegate to the Republican National Convention. I was proud to be part of the historic effort to prevent Hillary Clinton from re-entering the White House, and we shouldn't be surprised she's joined in smearing my record. Moers was referring to Clinton using social media to target himself, to test the waters of a potential political comeback in the next presidential election. The campaign added that although Trump continued to add delegates through the spring, there was a growing concern that the establishment would try and force a brokered convention in Cleveland, Ohio. So, Moers not only voted in the New Jersey primary in June but served as a delegate, which Republican voter registration is a prerequisite, to the Republican National Convention, giving him an integral part of the floor operation, which ended up paving the way for Trump's victory. The campaign also referred to the Rybovich Institute for New Jersey Politics at Rider University, which implied that the Associated Press claim does not exist. The Rybovich Institute wrote on Twitter, "The Moers flap is silly. He did not vote twice in the same primary election. He voted in two different primary elections. Only NJ requirement to re-register is to live in the county for 30 days, which he would have had plenty of time to do. Campaign professionals move around." Additionally, State Representative Ross Berry, R., a member of the New Hampshire House Election Law Committee, came out in support of Moers, saying, "As one of the largest advocates for voter integrity in New Hampshire, I can objectively say that Matt Moers did not violate any of New Hampshire's voting laws. I knew Matt in 2016, and he was well within his rights under New Hampshire law to cast a ballot in the primary as he clearly met the definition of a qualified voter," Berry continued. "And in fact exceeded the definition, since he was living and working in Manchester. Being young and mobile is not a crime in New Hampshire. The fact is he had a lease at the time and had clearly established an intention to stay in the Granite State for the foreseeable future means that he easily met the requirements to cast a ballot in our elections," Berry added. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.